You're listening to Morning Thoughts with Gil. I'm sharing the journey that I'm on right now and the thoughts that I'm having each morning as I prep myself to go into that gym to get that daily workout in. These are great to follow my journey and to possibly gain some of the wisdom that I'm learning through my journey. So I hope you find value in it. And if you do, make sure to share. Enjoy the episode. To all the parents with little kids right now that will soon be coming teenagers, you better start changing. You better start prepping. Because your kids, they're going to start changing. And I know you've spent many years building that foundation of comfort, of consistency, of something your kids can count on. They know they're going to eat. They know they're going to have their place to sleep. They know they're going to have a house to go home to. And guess what? That's all needed, and that's a beautiful job you did. But the time of change is gonna come no matter what. You know, when I was young and went from that innocent kid to a teenager, I ended up going out running the streets, causing lots of trouble, putting my parents through hell. And I know there's plenty of teens these days that do that, but I also know now there's plenty of teens who don't go raise hell. Instead, they lay in their rooms, depressed, anxiety ridden, too afraid to go out and do anything into the world. And that's a whole different struggle that parents have to deal with. And so whether your kids go into their teenage years as a kid who needs to be pushed, dragged out of their room, or the kid you got to go chase out there, find out where they're at and bring them home. One thing's for sure is your teens that once were kids aren't going to be the same kids that you knew. And the thing is, if you did your job as a parent and you showed them what a good life was about, you gave them a better life than you had, big props to you and good pats on your back. Hell yeah, that is important and it is needed. But parenthood isn't easy. And so now it's time to evolve. What do you think a kid turning into a teenager wants to look up to? They're going into their years of exploration, of rebellion, of them thinking that they know it all. And so when they look at their parents and they see their parents with their routines, get up, go to work, busy running errands all in between, before, during, after work, hustling to make the sports, the games, the recitals, the school meetings, with just enough energy and time to go home, clean, make dinner, prep for the next day to do the same thing over and over and over again. Teens don't want that life. They want adventure. They want growth. Their main thing in life at this point is for them to explore who they are. And go through the adventures while finding that out. And so when they look at their parents who have supplied them with everything good in their life, who work so hard, but do it in such a redundant way, just doing the same thing over and over and over. That's not what they want to do. And so therefore, when you're giving them advice and you're telling them how to do things, whether for them it's on a conscious level or a subconscious level, they don't want to listen to you because they don't want the life that you want, the life that you have. And so what's a great way to combat this? What can you do as a parent, as an adult, as a mother or a father? What you can do is remember that you're a human being too. That you're an individual as well. You once had those dreams, those aspirations, and the will and drive to go after and get it done. But having kids changed you. Or comfort changed you. Or circumstances of life changed you. But you're never supposed to live completely for someone else. And if you think that when you have kids, that your whole life is supposed to revolve around them, that's just being naive. Your kids need you to be alive, to grow, to change, to have your own life adventure. And for those parents who don't, you get so consumed with your kids and what they're doing, what you don't want them to do, living in fear. And that splits and divides your relationship with them. And as they become teens, they hold their secrets. They start to grow and want a life of their own without you in it. And I'm telling you why. It's because they don't want anything to do with their life looking like yours as they grow up. And look, there's some great things that you got going on for you. That stability. The way that you earn and provide in a consistent manner for your family. But they don't see that. That's not what they want. You got to remember, as a teen, it's all or nothing. And so the best way you can continue to grow a relationship as your kid turns into a teenager is for you to start living on your own as well. You're going to have to start balancing the life you live as a parent and your own life. Maybe you've forgotten it. Maybe it's been too long, but you got to start now. And the sooner you start, don't wait till they are an actual teenager. Start now, start leading and showing them so many great examples you can be showing them as they grow up. So as they grow into a teen, they're already admiring you. They're admiring you that you took that chance to go start that business. They're admiring you for turning your life around health-wise. They could see that you turned your body from being soft to being hard and chiseled. They see that you took that new class. You started training jiu-jitsu. Now you walk around different. They see you more as a protector. They see you more as a badass that they do want to be like. They see you eating right. They see you switching those Doritos for carrots. They see you switching that bowl of pasta for some chicken breast, some protein. You got to show them how to have fun, right? So you got to show them both. Show them how to enjoy that that pasta, that ice cream, that dessert with that same discipline as it's going to take to go work it off. Just be you. Go live you. Remember who you are. Connect with you. You want to connect to your teens, but you can't even connect to yourself. How does that make sense? Start learning who you are again, what you want, and go after it. And your relationship with your kids will be stronger because of it. I hope this message finds you well. I hope you have a great day. I got to go get in this gym and work towards my goals. I hope you do too. Take care.